Okay, so this week is Parshas Acharei Moed Kedoshim, two parashias. Okay, so we'll repeat it on a little bit. A little bit late. So let's see how much we can say. Zois and Acharei Moed, pasuk Gimel, Perit Zayin, pasuk Gimel. Bezois Yovoy Aaron El Hakodesh, Befab and Barkal Lechatos VaAyelo Aylam. Bezois, with this, Aaron should enter into the Kodesh. So Rashi explains that even Bezois is only on Yom Kippur, then Aaron's allowed to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The word Bezois, with this, partially refers to the Avodah Sayoim, with the Ketores that Aaron brings into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Bezois, this is a famous word many bring down, Bezois Yavei Aaron El HaKodesh. We know Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and the Machzorim, we say, Ushuva, Usfilo, Tztaka, Ma'avimin, Esroya, Gezeira. How do we take off a bit of Gezeira? With Tshuva, Tfilo, Tztaka. In most Machzorim, in small letters, on top of the word Tshuva, it says Tzoyim, fasting. On top of Tfilo, it says Koil, person's voice. And on top of Tztaka, it says Mamoin, money. The gematria of the word Tzoyim is 136. The gematria of koel, kufav lamid, again 136. The gematria of mamoin, mem vav nun, again 136. 3 times 136 is 408. The gematria of the word bezois, bezois yavai zois, is the gematria 408. Zois, with tshuva, tfilat stakol, with tsoim, koel mamoin, yavai aaron lakodesh. How does a person approach Yom Kippur? How does a person prepare for Yom Kippur? With Zeus. With the 408, with the Tzayim Koyal Mamoin, Tshuva Tfilo Tztaka. The Gemara at the end of Hyrius tells us, the Mishnah says, Mamzer Talmud Chacham, Koydim Koyin Gadol Amaretz. The Mamzer Talmud Chacham goes before even the Koyin Gadol Amaretz. COVID. Even though a Kohen Gadol goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year in Yom Kippur, which a Yisrael, a Talmud Chacham, can't go, still the Gemara says the Mamzer Talmud Chacham is first because Yikarahim Mipaninim. Taira is more Choshev than Paninim, even the diamonds, pearls, Taira is more Choshev, and therefore a Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes before the Kohen Gadol Amaretz. And Yisrael Salanta remarks, and he says, think for a minute. Who's the holiest person among Bnei Yisrael? Kohen Gadol. It's the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. It's in the holiest place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you have a person that's Kodesh, and a Mokam that's Kodesh, and there's a man that's Kodesh. You can't have more Kedusha than the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Yom Kippur. And yet, a Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes before the Kohen Gadol Amaretz. So chosh this Torah comes before even the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. The Chafetz Chaim explains, Torah is compared to diamonds. Yikarahim mipaninim. White diamonds. What's the comparison of Torah to diamonds? A person has a diamond. It's worth a certain amount of money. He has a diamond that's double the size. How much more is the second diamond worth than the first diamond? It's not worth proportionately double. It's worth way more than double. Because it's one big piece, it's worth more. You have a diamond, double that. It's not just worth double, it's worth much, 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 much more. The bigger the diamond, the more it's worth. It doesn't work proportionately. But the bigger the diamond is, the bigger it's worth. Chafetz Chaim says, Torah is like diamonds. A person learns, he acquires diamonds. A person learns a little more, a little extra. Don't just think he doubled what he did, a little more. Each second that a person learns, each word that a person learns are diamonds. And the more a person learns, the more choshuv, the more important it is. And it's worth a lot more. One person learns twice as much as the other, it's not just double. That person is chad, he has many more diamonds than just a person who learned a little bit. When we have a little free time, so people like to use the expression kill time. I have time to kill. I have time to kill. How many times we hear people use the expression, I have time to kill? Can't kill time. A person has time to kill, okay, take that time and use it wisely. Use it. A person has a few extra minutes. here, a few extra minutes there. Sometimes it's more than a few minutes, it's a few hours. Use it the right way. Learn, acquire mitzvahs. The Yerushalmi brings down at the end of Peyo. Yerushalmi, actually, the Mishnah tells us, Tama Torah keneged kulam. Yerushalmi says, V'loshin hara keneged kulam. Tama Torah, a person speaks with his mouth. Chofetz Chaim made a cheshbin. How many words can a person speak in 1 minute? I don't remember the exact cheshbin. Multiply that by an hour. And in 1 hour, a person could acquire so many and so many mitzvahs. And the Yerushalmi says, V'loshin hara keneged kulam. Because V'loshin hara, a person is over also with speech, by talking. And each word that a person says is another aveira, another aveira, another aveira. A person has a choice how to use his time, how to use his mouth. On one hand, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, one hand, Lashon Hara keneged kulam. A person has to know that each word that he learns, each second that he learns, is worth more and more. It's not just a little more proportionately. The Pasuk tells us, Bein Ovid Elokim, Asher Lo Yavdoi. The difference between one who serves Hashem and one who doesn't. And the Gemara says, Zeh Hashayna Pirkoi Mei Apamim, and Zeh Hashayna Pirkoi Mei Apamim, Mei Ve'ech Apamim. An Ovid Elokim is someone who learns his Perik 101 times. One who learns only 100 times is called one who did not serve Hashem. That one time makes a tremendous difference. Chazering it over, looking it over again, going it over again, makes that tremendous difference whether a person is called the Ovid Elokim. Torah is diamonds. It's readily available. And it's true, during the week we're all busy, but when we have that free time, if we use it wisely, Torah is Yikarim Ipaninim, is more chashuv than even diamonds. Parshas Kedoshim starts off, Darbel al kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'mart aleim Kedoshim tiyu, ki kodosh ani Hashem l'keichem. Hashem says, speak to b'nei Yisrael, tell Klal Yisrael, you're kadosh, because I Hashem am kadosh. Ish imoy v'yoviv tiroh v'shapsoy say tishmayru. A man, a person should be afraid of his father and his mother, and watch Shabbos, keep Shabbos. Ani Hashem l'keichem, I'm Hashem l'keichem. And Rashi brings down, ish imoy v'yoviv tiroh, why is there a smicha sapsukim between fearing one's father and mother and keeping Shabbos? What's the connection between Shabbos and ish imoy v'yoviv tiroh? And Rashi brings down, Somach Shmiras Shabbos l'moira av. The Torah writes the mitzvah of Shmiras Shabbos next to Moira Av. Leimah to teach us, Afal Pishis Aticha al Moira Av. Even though I warned you about Kibarav, Moira Av, Em Yemelacha, Chilel Asashom, if your father, Chasashom, says, Be Mechal Shabbos, Al Tishmaloi, don't listen to him. V'chein, and the same is true, B'shar Kol HaMitzvahs, V'yom Mitzvahs, if a parent says, Be Mechal Shabbos, Be Oven Aveira, one is not supposed to listen. I know I said this over probably in the past 5, 6, 7 years, but everybody liked it, and the Dunno Magid's Marshall in this pasuk is one of the classics. Dunno Magid's famous Marshall. As soon as I start, I'll get a few smiles right away. Oh, I remember it. There were once three friends. Oh, not yet? Okay. There were once three friends. Oh, very good. There were once three friends. Dunno Magid. Maybe it's down from Dunno Magid. Dunno Magid first. The take no one Yaakov. There's a whole. Dumno Magid is famous marshal. Once three friends, and they meet, and they decide they're going to travel around the world, and they'll meet in a year from now, and each one's going to discover an invention, some new chiddush, something new over the year, and they'll get together a year from now, and they'll discuss and show what they discovered over the year, and the three friends are separate and they go their separate ways. A year later, they come back and they meet, and they catch up on the news. And now it's time for each one to show off what he discovered over the year. And the first one takes out a telescope. And he says, I have this tube with glass on both ends. One looks through and he can see very, very far away. And one could see miles and miles away what's happening by looking through the telescope. And they ooh and they ah and they look and they admire his telescope. And they say to the second one, and what did you find? He says, ooh, I have a wagon that travels very fast. Maybe a car. I have some kind of a car or a wagon that travels very fast. You sit in it and you take off and you can travel miles and miles and miles in a short amount of time. And they look at it and the oohing and the eyeing, try it out. Which one's better, the telescope or the car? Wait, the third one says, what? And what did you find? I have medicine here. I know how to have medicine, how to make medicine to heal any machl, any sickness in the world. I have medicine. I went and I learned. I have all the herbs and any sickness I could heal. If anyone needs medicine, I have the medicine to heal them. And they get into a big debate, who's more important, which one's better, the car, the telescope, the medicine. And suddenly, the Mohr telescope says, let's take a look and see what's happening around the world. And they look through the telescope, he looks, and he sees the capital city, he sees the king's palace. And he sees a whole confusion, and a big to-do happening around the king's palace. And he's looking, and he sees big signs hanging, and he's able to read one of the signs with his telescope. And the sign says that the king's daughter is very sick, the princess is very sick, and whoever hails her, the king will reward with treasures, and anyone who feels they can hail the king's daughter, come to the palace. And he's watching the doctors going in, doctors going out, people coming, they're looking through the telescope. And suddenly the third one says, wait, I have medicine. I can heal her. I have the medicine that will heal her. If only I could get to the king's palace, I'll be able to heal her. The second one says, no problem. We'll take the car and we'll go straight to the king's palace. And all three pile into this wagon, this car, and off they go. And they fly to the king's palace. And they come in front of the palace. They get out. They run up to the guards. Let us in. We have the medicine to heal the king's daughter. Medicine for the king's daughter. They take them right in. And they meet the king. Sure enough, the king says, fine, make your medicine, let's see what it does. Nobody else is able to help her. And the third one takes his concoctions and his herbs and all his plants, and he finds out what machu, he examines her, he makes the medicine, and slowly but surely, a little bit the first day, a little bit the second day, and as time goes on, she gets stronger and better until she's able to have a strength back, able to walk around, fine. And the king doesn't know how to repay them. How can I repay you for what you did for healing my daughter? And the king decides that I want to give my daughter as a wife to one of you for healing her, for healing you. But the king says, I'm not sure who deserves it. They tell him the whole story. Is it the one with the telescope who saw that the princess needed help? Is it the one with the car or the one with the medicine? Who deserves to marry the king's daughter? The king's daughter. And the three of them get into a whole debate. Who deserves to marry her? If not for my telescope, you would have known that she was sick. I deserve to marry her. If not for my car, you couldn't have come. If not for my medicine, you wouldn't have healed her. And back and forth, big machoikis, whom should marry the king's daughter?
Take the money.
The princess herself hears the whole commotion, and she listens and she says, the third one. That's the one that I want to marry. The one who gave me the medicine is the one I want to marry. So they ask her why? Without my telescope, we never would have come. Without the car, we never would have come. Why? So she says, it's true. All three of you contributed towards my refuah, towards my getting better. Without the telescope, without the car, without the medicine, I wouldn't be better. But I have to be practical, she says. Going forward in the future, I have no need for your telescope. Going forward in the future, I have no need for your car. But the medicine, I always have a need for. And since he's the one who knows how to make the medicine and heal me, the medicine I'm always going to need, therefore he's the one who deserves to marry. And she marries the third one. Says Ibn Magid, Shurosho Shutfin Yesh Ba'odom. There are three partners in a person. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ova Ve'imoy, Hashem and his father and his mother. A person does not come into this world if not for all three. Father and his mother and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But, Ish Imoy V'Ov, Hashem gave us a mitzvah. Kibbut Ava'im, Moira Ava'im, the fear to honor a father and a mother. But, Beth Shav Soisai Teshmairu, remember the most important partner of all. Who's the most important of all three partners? Even when a person grows up, or a person is older, and he's on his own, a person already could take care of himself. He doesn't need his father and his mother so much to take care of him anymore. But as Shavsoisai Teshmairu, the third partner, Hashem, a person always needs. A person always needs the third partner, Hashem, to take care of him. Therefore, the third partner is the ikkar of the whole partnership. And if the two partners tell a person to go against the third partner, to do something against the Torah, don't listen. Let's have Shavsoisai Teshmairu, because the third partner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the ikkar. Ani Hashem Lakeichem, a person always needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what stage of life he's in. The Ben Ish Chai says, sorry, I'm sharing Ksav Sofer, Ksav Sofer brings down, Ish Imoy. What's Ish? Ish is a gavra. Ish is when he says, even when a person is an Ish, a person is already a man, he's very strong, he's on his own, still Imoy Bob of Tirol. We can understand, person's young, his parents take care of him, Imay Vavaturo. It's the Pasuk Ish. Even when he's a Gavra, that he's on his own, he's a strong, self-dependent, still Imay Vavaturo, he still has to go fear his father and his mother. The Pasuk and in Achrei Mois, in Perik Yudches, Pasuk Chavdalit, the Pasuk says, Al Tatamu B'chol Eile, Ki B'chol Eile Nitvu Hu'agoyim, Ashani Mishaleach Mipneichem. Hashem warns us not to become tamei through by acting like the goyim, because all of these toyevos the goyim did, and it became tamei, and I sent the goyim out of Eretz Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer, I didn't see it in the Chassam, I saw it brought down. It says over, maybe it's a famous marshal, the wind and the sun got into an argument one day. There was a man walking outside with his coat on, and the wind and the sun got into a whole discussion. Who's more powerful? Is the wind more powerful or is the sun more powerful? And they made a bet. Who could get this man who's wearing his coat to take it off? Whoever could get this man to take his coat off is the more powerful of the two. And the wind goes first. And the wind blows and blows and the coat starts flapping around and blowing and blowing. He almost blows it off. But as hard as the wind blows, the man wraps it around himself and holds it tight. And the harder the wind blows, the more he holds it tight. Until finally the wind gives up and says, I can't do it. And now it's the sun's turn. The sun goes ahead and beats down on the man. Shines, beats down and gets hotter and hotter and hotter. Gets so hot on his own, the man just takes off his jacket. And the sun wins. Says the Chassam Sofer, Al Tatamu B'Cholah. When we're in Golus with the Goyim, there are two types of Golusim that there are. There are those Golusim where the Goyim are to us like the wind. They beat us, they blow upon us, they make life difficult for us. What do we do when the Goyim make life difficult? We wrap ourselves up. We run. We realize, Ein lonu, we shoyin el alavinu sheva shemayim. We can only turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Goyim, they blow, they try to make us take our coat off. What do? We hold it tighter. But then there's a Golus where the Goyim say, come, warm up to us. Be like us. Be our friends. Come. And the heat, the Goyim's friendliness, the Goyim's togetherness shines down on us. Be like us. And unfortunately, what happens in such a Golus? People take off the jackets. People take off the coats, and they become like the Goyim. Al Tatamu B'Cholela. Ki B'Cholela Nitmu HaGoyim. The Goyim became Tamei. I'm speaking to myself, and just out loud. There are many Yetzirahs in the world, many Taibis in the world that we have. And we're all aware that we live in a Dor with tremendous Nisyonis that we have. And we live in a generation where the sun is shining very strong. Be like us. Act like us. Come, it's okay. It's good. The sun is shining very hot. Baruch Hashem, aside, Golus where the wind is blowing and we're in Tzaris, but be like us. And the Nisayon is to keep the coat on. Even if such a Golus where the sun is beating down on us and the Goyim are saying, be friendly, come over to us, we have to wear the coat. And like the Beis HaLevi says in Parshas V'Yishlach, he mentioned many times, Hatzileinino miyad ochi miyad esav. The Yetzirah comes, the Golus comes, miyad ochi. Sometimes the Goyim are a brother to us, friendly, and sometimes they're an Esav to us. And when Yaakov was Mispala, Hatzileini no, save me from miyad ochi. Neither way is good. Not when they're too friendly, and not when they're an Esav. We have to watch ourselves, Al Tatamu B'Chol Eile, keep our coats on, even when the sun is shining very strong. The Ben Ish Chai says, Ish imoy v'yoviv tiro'o, Says the Ben Ish Chai. If a person wants to be Kaddosh, how could he be Kaddosh? You're living in a world filled with Nisyonis, filled with Tumma. What's the secret to be Kaddosh? Says the Ben Ish Chai, Ki Kaddosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tiro. Kedusha and Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tiro. You want to be Kaddosh? Look back. Look at his father. Look at his mother. Look at the Zayda. Look at the Bab. Look at the previous generations. Look back. They went through Nisyonis. They went through their Tekufa. They went through their years. They went through their goals. And they remained Eloch and they survived the Nisyonis. Person wants to be Kaddish. The Yisayda is Ish Ima Babav Tiro. Look back to the previous generations and see how they survived their Nisyonis. How they overcame their challenges. Person has a Messiah. He looks back and he sees how people overcame. It's much easier for him to follow in the footsteps. A person with Adam Asayra is lost. He doesn't know what to do when he has a challenge, when he has an Asayin. But a person who has a Rebbe, he has parents, he has Mishpacha, he looks back and he sees how they behaved. He You want to be Kaidish, you saw this Ishimai Va'aviv Tira. Look back at the previous generations and see how they survived, and see how they survived all of their Nisyonos. Just end off with one short story. Sometimes a person says to himself, it's too late for me. If you would know what I did, you know it's too late. The Abdarov, the Oiv Yisrael, once came into a town. And when he came in, they were running, everyone of them mechavim to stay in their house. Kitza, there were two gevirim that were chosen to be the finalists in whose house the Oiv Yisrael would stay. And he was given a choice of staying in this gevir's house or in this gevir's house. And he asked the people, tell me, who is he and who is he? So they told him, the first one, he's a gevir, yeah, tzaddik. He learns, it's talker, it's tzaddik. But shtickle about gaiva. He has a shtickle ego, shtickle problem with his gaiva, about gaiva. And the second one is a balmidas, an onov. But I'd be careful if I was you, because his inside is not like his outside. He looks very elach on the outside, but people are saying that on the inside he's not as good as he appears to be. So the Ayi Yisrael decided to go for the second one. The one that was the honor of the Balmidos, even though it wasn't Teichle Kabayri. So they asked him, how come? Why did you choose to go to the one who has a reputation is not so ai? He said, because the Balgaiva, the Gemara says, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I and the Balgaiva can't live in the same place together. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu can't live with the Balgaiva, I can't stay there either. This person, the Pasuk of Achrei Moy says, in Perit HaZayin, Pasuk HaZayin, V'chen Yaseh Lo'ay Homoyed, HaShoychein Itam, V'soych Tumasom. And Rashi brings down, HaShoychein Itam, V'soych Tumasom. Says Rashi, Afal Pi Shehem Tameim, Shechina Beinayim. Even though Klal Yisrael could be Tamei, my Shechina is still among them. Person does Aveira. It's not the end. Person could do Tshuva, person could return. Even though they didn't have Aveira, the Shechina is still there. So the Abdarov chose to stay in the house of the one who was an Onov and a Bamidois over the Balgaiva. We all have Nisyonos, we all have challenges, and everybody has their ups and their downs. And some weeks are better than others, some weeks are not so good. We all know, some days we all know we all go through it. But Chas Hashem to feel down, Chas Hashem to feel Zebrochin Vakert. Even if a person doesn't have Aveira, Kodesh Baruch Hu is still with him, and a person always has the Kleach to pick himself up and to rebound. Sheva Yipul Tzadik come up. A Tzadik falls seven times, picks himself up. Sometimes the Nefigah itself is the Kimba, is what elevates him, gives him the Kayach to pick himself up and go on. So Shtaka B'Zaycha, that we're coming into the summer months now, we're going into, weather's warming up outside, the Nisyonos become greater, let's Taka be mechazik ourselves, Torah protects a person, Torah watches over a person, Shtaka B'Zaycha, mechazik our learning, and for mechazik ourselves, Mishu Zaycha to see Rufuos, Yeshuos, Nechomois, Yeshuas, and we should always look to see. Nice, a shlishi, Mashiach came here. Amen.